say, I go to town tomorrow.
We'll go.
Okay. And you're talking about several people, you might say we.
We'll go.
Okay. Can you remember talking about that will business? Did your, any of your teachers ever try to teach you that there was a difference between when you should use shall and when you should use will? Do you remember anything like that? Do you ever use the word shall much?
No, not really,
Alright, go ahead. Ask some things about, dating and that sort of thing. Say if a boy keeps going over the same girl's house pretty regularly,
mm-hmm.
and the neighbors, you know, think he has serious intentions about the girl, they say he was doing what?
Court.
People still use that word?
Yeah.
People your age, your...
Yeah.
Any, anything else that I say?
Going together.
Going together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You call him her what?
Boyfriend.
And then she would be his
girlfriend.
Let's say he gets home at night and he's got lipstick all over him and his little brother sees him and says, you've been
naked.
Okay. Does that say that?
No.
Let's say if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Turn
him
down.
Mm-hmm. But maybe if she doesn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
At the wedding, the man who stands up to the groom, he would be the
best man.
Yeah, and the woman or girl who stands up to the bride.
Bridesmaid.
Around here, have you ever heard of any kind of ceremony after a wedding where a lot of people follow the bride and groom back to the house and generally kind of raise ruckus? You know, do things like shooting off shotguns and playing tricks on them. And,
reception. That's about all.
Is that what you reception? Okay. This is probably, I know it must be before your time, but have you ever heard of anything called a chivalry or serenade?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Now, let's say if you had been in Hattiesburg, mm-hmm. and you had seen somebody that I know, you would tell me, I saw so-and-so.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now what if you were in Mobile, same thing happened. I saw so-and-so.
In Mobile.
All right, what if you've been to Miami?
In Miami.
All right, what about if you've been to New Orleans?
In New Orleans.
All right. Where I was getting at, do you ever say something like, well, I'm going up to Hattiesburg, I saw somebody up in Hattiesburg, I saw somebody over in Mobile, I saw a bunch of time down in Miami. I saw so-and-so over in New Orleans. Did you ever say that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Can you give me an example?
Over in Mobile, down in Miami.
Mm-hmm. What about Hattiesburg?
Well, that would be up in Hattiesburg.
New Orleans?
Over New Orleans.
So it just depends on what?
Really the location, right?
North or south,
mm-hmm.
of where you are?
Yeah.
All right, say if there's been a party and it gets a little out of hand and somebody in the neighborhood calls the police. And the police come, they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the
whole group.
Okay. What would you say you're at if you're at a place where they have some music, maybe a band, everybody's, you know, moving around on the floor, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. You're at a
nightclub.
Okay. Or they are having a
party.
Or specifically, meaning that they're out doing the bump or whatever it is they do, you're at a
dance.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Do you know any names of different types of dances?
Now it's disco, mostly. That's about all.
Is it just called disco dancing or are there different types?
Well, it's different types, but basically disco.
Disco. Okay. All right, this expression, if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say at 3 o'clock, school does what?
Turn out, is out.
Okay. And if it's in the summertime, when school is not in session, toward the end of summer, somebody might ask, well, when did school
start?